It was a good Christmas. And you know, it's hard because some people wouldn't understand hearing me say that. They judge me for it. In fact, Cindy and I were talking about that this evening. She came over for a visit. And someone had, she didn't name names. I'm glad she didn't. But someone had come up to her saying, "I wish there was something I can do because this Christmas is just, it's going to be so hard. You know, it's just going to be really hard." And Sydney looked at them and said, "I don't think so. I think this is going to be a good Christmas, huh? I don't think it's going to be hard to, compared to last year." And they were just shocked by what she said and looked at her like she'd grown a second head. And yeah, I think people just don't realize or understand everything that we went through with this whole thing. And I was anticipating from the start that this was going to be a great Christmas because, for that very reason, I knew that it couldn't possibly be. What last year was pure awful. It really was. And I knew there was no way this year could be as bad as last year. No way. And we had the best Thanksgiving that we'd had in years. So, yes, I was expecting Christmas was going to be pretty awesome. And it was. And I enjoyed my kids. And there might have been moments where there was tinges of longing and wishing Jonathan was here with us or whatever, but I didn't sit in a bunch of sorrow or anything else. You know? Fact, I figure he probably had a pretty amazing Christmas, and hopefully he was watching down here. I mean, I honestly don't know if he was or not, but anyway, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I haven't gotten on. I never got on Facebook and said anything about having a wonderful Christmas or anything. I did say something about the puppy, but because I just didn't. It's amazing. People are going to judge you no matter what. If you have a awful Christmas and you're miserable, some people are going to say, "Well, you know, you're going to have to let this go and kind of start moving past it." If you do have a good one, then you're going to have kind of that reaction like I was telling you. People just think everything needs their opinion and I'm sorry, your opinion on stuff like this really isn't very valid if you haven't gone through it. And even if you had, one person's grief experience is not the next one. And people do not seem to understand. We spent 27 months grieving before Jonathan even died. And although I always maintained hope that he would be healed and stay, the diagnosis was that he was going to die. And so that was always there with me. And then, you know, when we got towards the end there, well, the last few months, you know, Zara was born and all that, and then he started getting really bad. They don't understand. I crawled in bed with death every night. As terrible as being alone is at times, it's better than that. That was brutal. So, some of the hardest hitting stuff for us and for me especially happened before Jonathan died, not after. I don't know how I'm going to feel on Tuesday. I thought that the 23rd was going to be worse, in all honesty, and you know, I enjoyed the time with my family, and I really didn't end up having a hard time. In some ways, I'm so far removed from even what life was a year ago. My life is so drastically different now than what it was a year ago. I mean, it's drastically different. Cindy could tell you that. That in some ways I'm so far removed from it. Although my memories of that, you know, his death and all that, and the things things leading up to it, and all that clears a bell in my mind. Although they are clears a bell and I remember them vividly, it still feels like such a long time ago. And in some ways it was. Like I said, he was dying for a long time. And the Jonathan that I knew really well and love, well, I loved Jonathan unconditionally, but the person that he was hadn't been there for years. I mean, the changes in him started before the diagnosis. We just didn't know why. I just thought he was stressed. That's what everybody thought. So, people don't seem to understand that, and it's amazing how you'll get judged for that. Or people say you didn't really love anyone who was around me when I was caring for Jonathan knows how untrue that is, how incredibly untrue that is. Anyone who was around us growing up and saw us together knows how untrue that is. But I don't need to explain myself to people. But I do feel like maybe this is all going to be part of what I'm going to share down the road to help other people with grief, because there's so much judgment out there, even on how you grieve and how you don't grieve. And those people need someone in their corner who's not going to judge them and who will understand. And since I don't care what people think, I might just be that person who can share and reach out to people.